Mogul Motivation, empowering and inspiring entrepreneurs and dream chasers worldwide, one week at a time. Presented by True Stories Media, and I'm your host, Antoine Twiz Taylor. Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Mogul Motivation. Welcome back. I'm happy that you are here. If this is your first time listening, this podcast is for the aspiring entrepreneur trying to get over that hump and make things happen. This podcast is for anybody with a dream that wants to go forward and accomplish that dream. If you had a choice between a mansion and a one-bedroom apartment, what would you choose? If you had a choice between $5 and $500, what would you choose? If you had a choice between $500 and $500,000, what would you choose? If you had a choice between a Bentley and a Toyota Corolla, what would you choose? Now, in all of those questions, I'm sure you all would have chosen the more expensive option, the option with higher monetary value. But look at it from this perspective. If you are homeless, living on the streets, and there's cold wind around you, and there's rain falling on your head, and you had a choice between a mansion and a one-bedroom apartment, but you had to pay for it once it was given to you, what would you choose? Probably the one-bedroom apartment. If you had a choice between a Bentley and a Toyota Corolla, but once you was given this vehicle, you would be responsible for the upkeep and the maintenance of it, you would most likely choose a Toyota Corolla. If you have nothing to your name and you haven't eaten in 2 days, but you had the option to have $5 right now, or you had to work 8 hours or 10 hours before you receive that $500, but mind you haven't eaten in days, immediately that $5 option is going to look very attractive, isn't it? If you had the choice between $500 right now or $500,000, but you had to work 7 days a week for 6 months to receive that $500,000, the $500 right now would seem like an easy choice. Now, of course, some people still say, oh, I'd rather work hard labor for 7 days for 6 months to receive that $500,000. Sure. Some people will say I would rather work 8 to 10 hours before I receive that $500 opposed to $5. Sure. There are people who would choose that option, but the most attractive option in these dire circumstances will always be the one of less monetary value. But see, value is subjective. You see, $5 is better than no dollars at all. A Toyota Corolla is better than walking. A one-bedroom apartment is better than sleeping on the street in the elements. Small is always bigger than nothing. And it's always based on perspective. You see, social media, society, American culture, Western culture, should I say, Western Hemisphere culture, has bred us to believe that we always have to go big or we gotta go home. We always need to get the full enchilada right now or we don't need to eat at all. We have a gluttonous mentality even when we never had nothing in the first place on our plate. That's how we have been brainwashed by the media, social media, and American culture. We think that the option with the most monetary value is always the best option in every scenario, and that is not the case because it all comes down to perspective. So in your journey right now as an entrepreneur, as someone trying to rise up the ranks in their career, as someone who is trying to do something great in their life, understand that in order to do something great, you have to do things you've never done. But in order to be that great person, you will receive something you've never had in the first place. So how dare we in our arrogance tell ourselves, oh, no, I need this because this has all of it and that's too small. And no, I'm not talking about God's plan. You see, we always twist those words, God's plan. You know, your plans are too small. God's plans is huge. God's plans is immeasurable. God's plans will be abundant. And yes, all of that is facts. But sometimes in our arrogance, in order to receive that abundance, we have to receive and show that we can do something with a little first and foremost. It's kind of like that parable that Jesus told with the man with one talent, the man with five talents, and a man with 10 talents. The ones with 5 and 10 talents, they grew that. But the one with 1 talent, he hid it. He wanted to protect it because he didn't want to lose it. He didn't have that faith. So do you have the faith to understand that you have to go small or nothing at all? Because the talents that God has given you, the vision that God has given you, the ideas that God has given you are not going to be of value as long as they are wasted away. You're doing nothing with it. But as long as you are doing something with what God has given you, just a little bit with what God has given you, then God is going to see that you are stepping out on faith and you are executing and you are moving forward with what God has instructed you to do. Regardless of how small it may seem, it is still monumental on your step in this journey. So that idea that you have, that vision that you have, continue to go forward with this, small or nothing. Eventually the big is going to come. Eventually the big is destined to fall into your lap. That is a fact. But right now, do not convince yourself that something is too little and too small to utilize. If you are writing a book, one sentence is better than not writing nothing at all. A paragraph is better than a blank page. If you are starting a podcast, one episode is better than nothing. Every little thing you do is progress in the right direction. Small or nothing. Small is always bigger than nothing. Never forget that in all things. It's not telling yourself that you're settling. It's not telling yourself that you're ignoring God's plan. No, you are still working within God's plan. Because in order to get to that penthouse, you have to start at the base floor anyway. You got to start at floor 1. You got to go up the stairs. You got to take that elevator. You can't go straight to the top. You can't float. You're not Superman. You can't fly. You can't hover. But you can walk, and you can put one step in front of the other to get from the first floor to the 40th floor to that penthouse. Small or nothing. So that's my message this week, everybody. Let's continue to work. Let's continue to imagine reality. Small is always bigger than nothing. So don't convince yourself that you're settling. There's no such thing as settling when you have something that you never had in the first place. There's no such thing as settling when you are moving in the right direction, no matter how little it may seem to you. Do not allow American culture, Western Hemisphere culture, social media, or the mainstream media convince you otherwise. You are still working within God's plan. So if you enjoyed this podcast, I ask for 2 things as always. Number 1, please leave a 5-star review. And number 2, pass it on to a friend who may benefit from it as well. Have a great day, everybody. I'll talk to you next week.